Hi, welcome to Planet Shakers. I'm Russell Evans, and we're so excited you're with us today. We're celebrating our 12th year anniversary. So many great things God has done through Planet Shakers Church over the last 12 years. I trust it'll inspire you, you'll enjoy it, and you'll encounter Jesus through what we have to share today. God bless you. I'm as excited about church. In fact, I'm more excited about church and what God's doing now than I was on the opening. And that's pretty amazing, because when you start something, it gets you excited. But 12 years later, there is just a hunger in me to see more. Who wants to see more in your life? Yeah. You know, as I thought about this weekend, and I thought about, I walked through the expo before, I saw what I believe is one of the key principles to why our church has grown. You know, we have many pillars of our church. One of the pillars of our church is the awakening. If you're not the awakening, you need to be, because it is going to be absolutely incredible. The good thing is not everything's allocated right now, so there's still room for you to get tickets or get registrations. So that's going to be amazing. In fact, Planet Shakers Conference started 19 years ago. Next year is our 20th year anniversary. That's where Planet Shakers Conference started. That's what birthed everything that we've ever done. And so it's a pillar of our church. Small groups are a pillar of our church. Prayer is a pillar of our church. We'll be talking about 24/7 prayer next week, and that's going to be awesome. Evangelism is a pillar of our church. There are so many pillars of our church. Honor is a pillar of our church. It's what the church is built upon. But to make all this thing happen, to make it all come together, to make it all established, you know, you can have a vision, but without people carrying the vision, or vision carriers, then we don't do what God's called us to do. The Bible says in Psalm 133, this is one of the keys to how you build anything successful in life, whether it's your family, whether it's a business, whether it's a relationship, in whatever, this is a very key scripture to all of us to learn from. The Bible says, how wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. Another version says unity, harmony, getting along, harmony. Making, you see, what a chord is made up of is three different notes. And when the notes are in the right order, they sound pleasant and beautiful, harmony. But when they're not in the right order, they sound discordant and they sound irritating. I'll show you. Right now, he's very harmonious. It's beautiful. Like, you could go, lovely. Now, if he goes to things that aren't harmonious as he plays, that's called jazz. But when things don't come together, it's not pleasant. And the reason why God is able to do what he's done in through us at Planet Shakers over the last 12 years is because, on the whole, we have lived together in harmony. And one of the things that we're really strong on is being unified, because unity is so important. And so this, over these last 12 years, some of the results I'm going to show you of what's happened in the last 12 months, in the last 12 years, is a result of people coming together. It's a result of giftings being put together. It's a result of people giving their gifts and serving. It's a result of people coming in unity, number one, with God, in unity with the leadership of the church, in unity with one another, and in unity with our community, so that we're not separate from our community, but we are part of the community, bringing blessing to our community. That's why we do school outreaches and university ministries and business ministries and family, and we teach on finance, and we teach on marriages and stuff like that. Why? Because we understand that if we can help people become stronger and they come stronger together, we can do more together than we can do separately. You see, together, the Bible says one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. So together we can do way more. But if you're not together and it's divided, one is better than two, because two divided against himself work against himself. And so what has made Planet Shakers work over the years is us together. And there's been people part of the journey for a short period of time, a medium period of time, or a long period of time. You might have been here for 2 weeks, 2 minutes, 2 years, 12 years. Doesn't matter where you are on the scale of the journey, your contribution matters to what we're doing across the globe. It's together where there's unity, harmony, it's pleasant. Listen to what the Bible says. For harmony is as precious as the anointing oil that poured over Aaron's head. Who was Aaron? Aaron was the priest, and when they used to anoint the priest, they used to come and pour anointing oil over him. It was a sign of the anointing of God. Jesus is a high priest in the order of Melchizedek, right? And he is anointed. He is the anointed one, Christ. People don't have a problem with the name Jesus, but they do have the problem with the name Christ, because Christ means the anointed one. People don't have a problem with Jesus the philosopher, but they have a problem with Jesus the anointed one. It's the anointed one that actually changes the world. And so when they used to pour anointing oil over the priest, it was a sign that they could minister to their nation. And God has called us kings and priests because of Jesus. And we're anointed to carry out his purpose. This Bible says, Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me. And God's anointing flows from the head. Jesus is the head of this church. Then what Jesus does is put leadership. And then it flows down to leadership. But if there's disunity anywhere in the church, the flow stops wherever the disunified part is. So where there's no, I've seen this in church life all over the years. I've seen churches go really well, and then there becomes disunity and it stops the flow of blessing. But you as a church, 12 years, and I take my hat off to our eldership and our board and our leaders who have constantly said, we're going to live in unity no matter what it takes. We're family, and we're going to live to see the purposes of God empowering generations to win generations. And the result is hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people have been impacted by the coming together of the anointing that's in this house. It says this, that it ran down his beard and onto the border of his robe. You see, what it did is it went to every part of what was on him. You see, when there's unity, every part of the body, every part of that thing we're under called Jesus, he's not a thing, a person, there is a flow to every part. Where there's disunity, there's a blockage. But where there's unity, there's a flow to every part. And because there's been unity, and because we've fought for unity, because unity just doesn't happen in a nice moment, it happens because we decide to fight for unity. And because there's unity, there's been a flow, and every part of the body has been able to touch and be touched. Then the Bible says, harmony is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon. Now, I've never had the dew from Mount Hermon, but I've heard it's very refreshing. It says it falls on the mountains of Zion. So, not only does blessing flow down, but harmony or unity, and that's what we've done over the last 12 years, it creates refreshing. When I live in harmony, when I live in unity, guess what happens? I get refreshed. When I'm in harmony with God's purpose, harmony with God's people, and harmony with God's principles, guess what happens? I get refreshed. So many people lose their dream because they stop living in harmony. They stop living in unity. And I've been in church life, I'm 48 years of age. I was in church life 9 months before I was even born. And every church that has been successful, there is a couple of things that you see. Number one is they are people full of faith. But number two, they're people who honor and are full of unity. I've seen churches break up and seen churches go this way and that way. And you boil it down to this, is people haven't come together in harmony. Because here's what the Bible says. And there, where? There, where, there, where, there. Where's there? Well, what's where or what's there about? It says, and there, well, where's there? Some of you are going, what are you talking about? There, where's where? Where is there talking about? Oh, where there is harmony, that's where there is. The Lord, not Russell, not the government, not a church, not a denomination, not a music group, not a business person, not a father, not a mother. The Lord, not a prime minister, not a president. The Lord, we're talking about Jehovah the Lord. We're talking about the one who's all powerful. We're talking about the one who's magnificent. We're talking about the one who has healing in his wings. We're talking about the one who sets the captive free. We're talking about the one who gives hope to the hopeless. We're talking about the one who comes and heals the brokenhearted. We're talking about the one who mends families, who comes and blesses people. We're talking about the one who says, let there be light and there was light. We're talking about the one who brings freedom and hope to a hopeless world. The Lord commands or pronounces his blessing. So this God who is all-powerful, our God, who is all-powerful, commands a blessing. So if the Prime Minister of Australia commanded something to happen, the Australian government would get behind it. So that'd be cool, but it's still subject to forces and, you know, well, I command the economy to go well. Well, you can, they have the power to help change it, but they don't actually have, they have external forces that work against it. So they don't have all power to do anything. But God, there is nothing that stops him. Death can't even stop him. This God we serve turns everything around. This God has no limit. He is all glorious, all magnificent, all powerful. And when he says something, when he commands something, nothing can stop it. Except unless there is unity, his command cannot be stopped. But him commanding can be stopped. His command can't be stopped. Once he's commanded, it can't be stopped. But to get him to command it can be stopped. You say, what do you mean? Unity releases his command. Disunity stops him commanding. He commands, gives charge to, pronounces an overflow. He pronounces his blessing, even life everlasting. And 2004, Sam and I were actually, 2002, Sam and I were, had these encounters. I was in London, she was in Adelaide, and had these encounters. God says, start a church in Melbourne. Now, if Sam and I and our two little children turned up and people didn't come in unity with the vision, come in unity with being a planet shaker, come in unity with seeing lives change, come in unity to helping the needy, come in unity with telling people about Jesus, come in unity about worship. Imagine if we were come to worship and nobody wanted to worship. But because there has been unity, there's been an environment for miracles, for salvations, for marriages to be restored, for lives to be transformed, for churches to be planted. In the last 12 years, it's because the success of Planet Shakers is not because Russell Evans is cool, even though I am. It's not because I'm this great strategist, but the Holy Spirit gives us strategy. It's because we've decided to come in unity with God, because Planet Shakers was what he declared. With leaders, with people and with our community. I don't have time in the day. There's not even a book that I could write that would describe all the miracles. So I'm just going to give you some headlines. So if we go to the screen, this is the last 12 months. In the last 12 months, we in Melbourne, I'm talking about Melbourne campuses, we as a church have grown 1,709 people in the last 12 months. In the last 12 months, we as a church have given away. Now, we give away all the time. Pastoral care is giving away. Helping, doing outreaches is giving away. This is above that. We have given away 1,255,296. We've had, in the last 12 months, which is a record, by the way, all three of those are records. We have had 6,318 decisions for Christ who have walked the aisle and said yes to Jesus. Now, that's not including what we do globally. We touched 22 nations last year live and then online. In the last 12 years, and this is the one that really gets me excited, we've seen 41,930 people come and give their life to Jesus in these altars. 41,930 people give their life to Jesus in these altars. That's what church is all about. That's what Jesus came for. Jesus didn't come for our need, He came for our soul. Because our soul, if our soul gets ministered to, our need gets ministered to. You know, we as a church, right now, as of yesterday, are 12,640 people and growing daily. So in 12 years, over 1,000 people a year has been added to the church. Why has that happened? Because God's commanded a blessing, because He's responded to unity and faith. I actually, you know, you think, I tell you these stats not to brag on us, because it's not about us, it's about Him. Planet Shakers never saved a soul, but Jesus did. Right? But just on our website alone, planetshakers.com, 225,000 unique visitors visited our website last year. 225,000. We have now close to 1 million people on Facebook who follow what's happening here. Millions of people sing our songs around the world. Why has that happened? Honestly, it's got nothing to do with my strategies. It's got to do with we came in unity with God. We came in unity with God's leadership, and we came in unity with God's people, one another, and we came in unity with the community to serve. But God says 2016 is a year of overflow. So if last year was 6,318 people getting saved, what could happen this year? If last year we gave 1.225 million away, what could we give this year? If last year more marriages were restored, more people were saved, than church grew by 1,709 people, what could happen this year? In the Jewish culture, when a child would turn 13, they have the bar mitzvah, whatever you call it. Because for the first 12 years, it was like their learning years, their development years. But when they became 13, it was their year that they become, so we're coming into our 13th year, it was when they became an adult, a mature person, somebody who all that training for 12 years started living out for the next. It's as if for 12 years we've been learning what we're about to do for the next 12. But the key to it is everybody coming together. Because where there's harmony and unity, God commands a blessing. I can show you churches all over the world They were walking incredible blessing, but because there was disunity, it stopped the flow. Because the culture of the kingdom is honor. And where there's honor, what you honor is what you receive from. Honor means to esteem or give weight to. So what you give weight to is what you receive from. So if we give weight to one another, we give weight to God, we give weight to the leaders, we give weight to the people that God's put in our lives, guess what? We receive from it, and then an overflow comes because of it. So I want to say humbly today that I'm one of the most blessed person in the world. Number one, Sam and I got an amazing wife who we do this together with, and our team are just incredible. Our staff are amazing. Our leaders, our prayer people, our kids leaders, whatever, our music people. If I did an album, no one would buy. Guitaring would be good, but the singing would be bad. But because of unity, we have people like Joth and the team who make sounds that touch the world. We have sound engineers, and we have ushers, and people who just serve week in, week out. While this service is happening, there's people preparing food for people who live on the streets. And it's just incredible what God has done. But there is more. We have a city to win. We have nations to win. This year, we're planning three or four campuses in the next 12 to 18 months. First campus is our North campus that is starting May 15. We're starting urban life groups in Singapore, and we'll be starting a campus there. I'm flying to Geneva today, tonight after the service, to look to where we're establishing in Geneva. See, our plan is to have a hub in every continent, and out of that hub, you touch that continent. And Austin, Texas, in September. Friends, when I was a kid and I turned 13, or I went into my 13th year, I was pretty excited, because now I could be in charge more. I could do more. I could stay up later. I could eat more things. Then I got to 30 and go, I need to eat less things. But it's been together. Who would like God just to outpour His grace for the next 12 years like we've never seen? An overflow. If that's you, would you stand to your feet, would you, and give God praise right now? Would you stand to your feet and give Him praise? Would you lift your voices in praise to Him? Would you give Him honor and glory for what He has done? We give Him praise. We give Him praise today. We thank Him.